Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the city, beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, a city of sunshine and palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, it's a beautiful day today. I trust that you're having a beautiful day in your part of the woods, a part of the country, state, or wherever you are. We trust you're having a grand time today with your weather. Yes, yes, yes. I know you wish it would rain. Oh, my, my, my. But it's a little bit rain here and there. So let's pray for rain. Let's do like the Indians used to do in the movies. Let's pray for rain. You know, do a little dance, too. Do the rain dance, too, you know. Whatever it takes to get that rain to going, huh? Oh, my, my. You know, I'm having a grand time in the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. You know, the enemy, he's come all around, you know, trying his best to turn you and me around. He's always doing something. And it just don't pay Holly to look at the news, do it? Because you will get so depressed with so much happening, so crazy things happening. You know, just dumb things happening. People are doing, you know, whatever the devil tell them to do, they do. You know, and it's really just off the chain. Everything is gone wicked. So you know this is that time that you need to straighten up your life, too, you know? Amen. Let me tell you. Now, it's more people sick than ever before. And here we have these people talking about not giving health care to all kind of children, not giving it to this one and that one, and changing the law, health care law, so that if you're sick, you don't need no medical care. What kind of stuff is that? In other words, you're trying to tell people just drop dead. Is that what y'all trying to tell people? See, we got all this going on. Where are you in prayer today? Are you praying today, really praying now? Not just looking and complaining about what's going on, but are you praying? Yes, because there are so many people seriously ill. And you know, the atmosphere, things where was turned upside down in the world. You know, every time there's earthquakes, tsunamis, whatever happened, floods, it brings diseases, all types of diseases, and germs and bugs and all kind of things come in the air. It's in the air even now. I know if you're like me, you have that pollen. You know, that pollen is just about to drive you up the wall, isn't it? And you know, we have to depend on God if it's at all. And how can we make it, you know, this day and time? And most people don't think they can. They think they can't make it, you know. And they do things. They like some commit suicide. Some do all these things, which, you know, is not the end. I think if you turn to Jesus, it'll make it better. Yes, it will. Because I find out that he's the one that made us all. He allowed these earthquakes to come about and everything. He knew these germs was going to be going to and fro in the earth. He knew that, you know. So if he knew that these germs were going to and fro in the earth, you know, he got a remedy for it. And what that remedy is Jesus Christ. He is the one that can solve these things, okay? Amen? Now let me pray. We're going to pray some for some. If your name not on here, that's because you haven't called us and given it to us. 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And we trust that you will call us. And, you know, tell us how God has blessed you. Tell me something good. I want to hear something good today that you have received from God. I know you have. I know he's blessed you. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. My, my, my. All right. We're starting to pray now. We still praying for Clement Thomas. We haven't gotten the news about him, but one young man we were praying for that had a massive stroke, he was very young, you know, and he died. His aunt say that he died. He didn't make it through. So pray for that family. Also, I don't know the family's name, but we want you to pray for Miss Smith's nephew. Just say Miss Smith's nephew. Do that. Will you do that? And also his brother, the same one that died, brother, now he's in the hospital. You know, they don't expect him to make it. Now, you know, this is a whole lot going on in her family. And we want to send prayers out to her also and that family also that's going through all of this. You know, the enemy just don't care who he attack, okay? He don't care how long you've been saved. He don't care whether you saved or not. He's going to attack you when he see fit, especially if somebody done start praying for you, you know. He want to make you be discouraged and give up. That's all it is. That's all it is. Okay, Clement, we are still praying for you, and you're telling your family that we're still praying for you until we hear that everything is all right since you went to the hospital. Father, we thank you for touching Clement today. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, and we are praying for the Hardy family. Still praying for them, also those six kids that's without a mother now. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch them. Lord, give them someone in their life, Lord God, that can lead them and guide them to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for it today. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you to touch Mr. Singh, who had hips surgery, and Father, we ask you to give him a speedy recovery. And if he's committed any sin, forgive him for all his sins in thought, words, and deeds. In Jesus' name, and we give you the praise for it right now, God. We ask you to touch that entire sin family, Lord. They need help, directions, and they're basically salvation. Most of them need salvation, and Father, we praying that they may be saved at this hour. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Chrissy, the young lady with cancer on her face. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch her right now, Lord. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy right now on her, God. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, dry it up from its root. Wherever it came from, dried up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Lord, touch Cheryl White, oh God, who's on dialysis. Touch her, Father, in Jesus' name. Her kidneys went into failure, and so therefore she has to do this. And Lord, we know about that, Lord. So Lord, have mercy on her today, God. Have mercy on her right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I'm pleading her cause right now because I have a son in the same condition on that, been on that for years. And Father God, I know, Lord God, the trauma that it gives to people, people have from being on it. Father, in Jesus' name, have mercy on her right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Andre Green in his eyes, Father. He has to get operated on his eyes, Lord God. Now you got to, some procedures you got to take the eyeball out. That so sounds so, sounds. Well, we need to pray for him. And, Lord, that everything become normal, Father, and that salvation will visit him while he's going through this ordeal. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise for it. Lord, we thank you. Lord, touch the Mitchell family, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, touch them right now. Touch James Hennett, Lord, who had a stroke, God also. Lord, we ask you to touch him right now. Lord, get your saints ready for all these laws that are being passed and where it's going to hinder them, especially the poor people, the people that don't have much of nothing, God. Lord, they need your help, God. Give them a mind now, Lord, to seek you while you may be found, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we reaching out to you for your people right now, the pastors, the leaders, all of them that is going through, the sick, the suffering. God, we're reaching out to you now for them, one by one, name by name, Lord. We're reaching out to our family and other families also, Lord, because all of this stuff is going worldwide, Father. It's not going to be in one place, one community, or anything like that, but it's going worldwide, and it's going to affect everybody, Father. Everybody, and even those that made the laws, God, they're going to find out it's going to affect them too. Even though they made making these laws, these crazy laws, it's going to affect them too. They're going to have to go through something because you know what? God ain't going to leave all this here undone. You know, he's not going to leave his people suffering but so long. Do you hear me now? Mm-hmm. So get ready, get ready, get ready. You don't know what's next because we got a bunch of crazy people all over the world who want to drop a bomb. And soon as the veil was let down, what was next? They want to spot the United States. They want to bomb the United States. They want to make this a third world country, a country of what you call it, desperation. We desperate. You see the people killing each other now. You know they're going crazy already. And it ain't even happened. The bomb ain't dropped yet, and they still around here trying to go crazy. So you get yourself ready, okay? Stand in the gap right now. Stand up and be counted among those that are sanctified right now. If you're not saved, you get somebody to lead you to salvation today and start repenting of your sins and ask God to forgive you for all of them, the ones you thought about you didn't ever do. Think about them too. Get God to save you right now and tell you the direction you should take. And where you should go and where you should be at this time. Because it's getting really wicked out here, y'all. It's really wicked. And in, from all things, it's going to be more wicked. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Father, to touch Norma Neverson, I believe it is. Touch Norma Neverson right now in the name of Jesus. Father, wherever she is at this point, at this time, Lord, we ask you to touch in Jesus' name. We don't know the circumstances, but Father, in Jesus' name, we bind every hindering force, every spirit that come against her right now in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, praise God. Anybody else called for prayer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we'll be here. We're going to stop and pray for you because it has to be urgent. I'll say it has to be urgent. If you are sending it in right now, it has to be urgent, and we will take time to call your name before the Lord And then we'll write it down, and then we will pray continually in the name of Jesus for you. We have Friday night prayer at 11 to 12, and we'll put your name on that list also, that we will continually be praying for you. Week in and week out, during the days and during the nights, we will pray for you until we know that God has done it, what you need him to do. Okay? Amen, amen. All right, let me give you a word today. Which brings greater healing to a troubled soul? Giving or receiving forgiveness? Which brings greater healing to a troubled soul? Giving or receiving forgiveness? Now, you answer that. What's going to make you happy today? Somebody answered just now, both. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody answered both. Well, bless God. Here I am alone today. I don't have my prophet with me. Praise God. My. Ah, yes. I feel so alone, don't I? Praise God. We thank God for Pastor Bones, Pastor and Sister Diane. Here with us today. We thank God for them being with us right at this hour. We thank God for it. Praise God. And we're gonna just say a few words, and then we're gonna let Pastor Bonds go for what she knows, since she free-handed today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. I'll tell you, if I could just tell you, sister, God is good. He is plenty good. Yes, he is. I don't mind telling you how good God is, because he's good to me. And I'm talking about he has been good. He is good. It's the right now thing. He is good right at this hour, because I'm still here. You know, I could have been gone, but I'm still here. And you still there that's listening. You're still here, right? Amen, amen, amen. Well, now today, let me see what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about this, huh? Let's start reading here a little bit, you know, in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. I'm going to start reading here. Okay. I'm going to start at 12th verse. I think I'll start at 12th verse. And so I can give way to Pastor Bonds there, you know. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd. And their souls shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more. Let's go on down 13. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Now, we see much sorrow in the land today, all over the place, and people are giving way to fear. A spirit of fear has hit the land. And it's been generated by just a few, few choice people have generated this thing of fear. And it's purposely done to take you away from the Lord. Huh? That's all it is. And most people that say, talking about it, is the people that confess that they're Christians, you know. But then, you know, how can you confess that you're a Christian and you help generate fear? And when God said he hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of sound mind and love, this is what he's given you. That's the spirit that he has given you, his people, okay? His people, that's who he's given it to. See what he said? They should come and sing in the height of Zion and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. See, he wants us all to be together, you know, as one. You know, so this is your time now to let you know that you can start all over again. You can repent and get it right. Do you hear what I'm saying? And if whatever's happening in your life, I like what the 13th verse says. If I will turn your mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. You see what I'm saying? What is bringing you to a point of sorrow? Is it something that you've lost? Is it your condition? Is it the things that you see around you? I know the things that we see around us. So many news reporters and so much negativity going on, you understand. But listen, this it's going to pass, but I can't tell you when it's going to pass. You know it's going to pass at when God says it's to pass. Other than that, it's going to keep going for the simple reason when men forget God, then the judgment of God does what? It goes about all through the land wherever there is sin. I know you don't want to hear the word sin. You don't want to hear nobody talk about sin no more. Why? Is it because you're doing it? You can't keep people from talking about what they want to talk about. They talk about it because that's the way they believe. You believe the way you believe. Somebody else believe the way they believe, you know. And if we don't come together and agree, you know, to even disagree. You know, you can't hate people just because they don't agree with you. I know I've said it before, and it bears saying a whole lot of more times, because so many people get mad when people don't agree with them, you see, and all. You can't start hating a person because they don't agree with you. That's their privilege, huh? They are an individual. Hear what I say? They are an individual that has their own mind to think the way they want to. Do you see what I'm saying? So stop trying to control everybody and everything, you know, your way. And so this is what is the spirit that's lingering over the world now. Everybody want everybody to think one way, my way. You know, that's the way everybody want, my way. Well, your way may not be the right way. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some believe in one thing, some believe in another, huh? But listen here, what about the way God say? After all is said and done, shouldn't we all be thinking the God thoughts? The way the earth is being generated now, we all should have God thoughts. Because what? God is engineering this. God is at the helm here. And he told you he was coming soon, and listen here, all the signs are right there now. Now, if you want to close your eyes now, well, that's your problem, okay? I didn't close mine. I see what is happening in the earth realm today, but it's not supposed to touch you. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you belong to God, okay? He said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And God is what? Making it where you can have joy in the midst of your trials and your suffering. Huh? You can have joy. But now if you don't want no joy, you just face it, then there won't be none for you. You see what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm talking about? Let me tell you what Isaiah put it in the 51 Isaiah 11 verse. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. See, all the mourning is going to flee away, okay? But what you got to do? You got to stand up for the Lord. You got to stand and be counted among those that are sanctified, those that won't take down, those that won't give up. Do you hear what I'm saying today? This is where you need to be at this time. Now, I know you don't want nobody to tell you where you need to be at, but I'm telling you anyhow, because that's where you need to be. Praise God, in Jesus Christ. And if you don't know him as the pardon of your sin, you don't know him as your healer, your deliverer, you don't know him as your wonderful counselor and your Prince of Peace. If there ain't no peace in the world, there ought to be peace in you. Praise God. Oh, my God. And I love it, you know, because when I looked at these scriptures and I say, you know what, I don't have to be sorry about and fearful of whatever's going on, because I got so much word here that's helping me to do what? Have my eyes open so I can see what God has planned for his people. Even though things look rough, he still has things planned for us that's good. Mm-hmm. Let's look at this now. Let me show you Isaiah 35 now, I think it is, in 10. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs. And listen, he's always coming with songs, isn't he? Love to make you happy. A lot of songs make you happy. Now, don't sing them dead songs. You know that don't make you happy. You start to crying and getting sad and all. You know, have one of them songs, because he's saying everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, you may be sorrowful. It's like a person losing a lover. A man loses wife loses a husband, or whatever. Somebody loses their mother, or whatever the case may be. And you have sorrow, right? And you don't want anybody to tell you, well, Doug, don't cry now. You don't want them to tell you don't cry, because you want to be sorry, huh? And sad. But see, when according to the scripture now, he tells you that you're supposed to be sad when they're born and rejoice when they leave. Now, according to the scripture, that's what it tells you to do. But I don't see nobody doing that today. Because soon as somebody leave, you know, they get a long face and they be so down in the dumps for years and years. But they forgetting the memories that the person left them, whether it be good or bad. You see, they forgetting to remember them. And when you remember them, you can still praise God. That don't stop you from praising God. Are you mad with God because they left? God took them? God has a reason for taking them. Have you ever stopped and thought about this? Say, well, they might not make it through all the things that's going on in the world. Have you ever thought about that? I'm just giving you something to think about, because this is time to talk about, so we're just talking about it, time to now. You don't have to if you don't want to. Nobody's got a gun to your head trying to make you do anything, huh? But we do talk about it. I have a job that God has given me, so he brings me aware of a lot of things that's going on in the world, in the church world especially. If they don't never teach you about you supposed to do what? Cry when they come in, because their trouble just begins. But when they gone, it's done ended. Everything is ceased. Huh? They don't have problems no more. They don't have the trials and tribulation like you're going to have. They don't have these anxieties and woes and sorrows and everything coming in their life. Hmm? See? because I was reading a story that made me think about this message. I was reading a story about a man who had got very depressed after his wife died. See? And he, when people come around, he just pour out his heart. He just talk about his wife. Talk about his wife. Talk about his wife, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, somebody told him, you know, he needed counsel. Go talk to counsel. So he talked to a counsel, and the counsel asked him, if the situation were reversed and your wife left you here, what would you, I mean, you was here and gone, and your wife was still here, what would she do? What do you believe she would do? And he had never thought about that. You know, all he was knowing that he missed his wife and his wife was gone. But when he thought about it, he replied to the counselor. He said, I go on and enjoy life. Well, now, if that's what you know, then why can't you go on and enjoy life? She would go on and enjoy life, excuse me. So why can't you enjoy life? Huh? You will always have that part of you, see, that you shared with her or him. You're going to always have that part. Wait, it's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. Some people say, well, I don't want to forget them. How can you forget if you had a mother or father? How can you forget a husband or wife, a sister, brother, whoever? How can you forget them since they were so much a part of your life? The memory is there. Their bodies are not there, but the memories, your photographs are there. You have photographs of them. You look at them and say, oh, yes, I remember. Oh, those were the days. And keep on going. But you don't allow to let it consume your life where God is no more in the picture because you're grief-stricken to that point. I know you don't want to hear that either. But you have to see this man, what he had to do, he had to continue on in life. And he recalled, he sat down and he recalled, the story says he sat down and recalled how he and his wife hated it to see people do just what he was doing. So he had to do what? Start all over. He went back to church. See, he had stopped going to church. He was so depressed, he stopped going to church. People stop going to church for the slightest thing. Don't care how small, great it is, they're going to find a way to stop going. That's because they're not committed. Do you see what I'm saying? So he picked himself up, and he said he got to rebuild his life. Because she wouldn't have wanted him to do that. See? So that's what he did. He said the pain was still there. See? But now he got a new outlook on it. What'd he do? He took action. He didn't just keep staying in that. He took action. And made a change in his life, not to be depressed, not to stay away from church. In other words, worshiping and praising God. He had to go on. Don't mean he didn't love her. That's the love that lasts forever. Your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, uncle, aunt, husband, or wife. That's a love that lasts forever. You see? And you can't erase it. You can't say, well, you know, my mama's gone. Yeah, yes, she may be in a better place now. She couldn't fit with what's going on in this world. She maybe couldn't take what's going on, you know, because the Bible did say men would kill themselves and everything because they see what's coming upon the earth, what's come on the earth, they're going to be fearful. See, And their heart ain't going to take it. Can't take all this stress and strain. The idea that you're not going to have no health care. The idea that you ain't going to have no food stamps. The idea that you ain't going to have a whole lot of freedom. See, those things put a strain on your heart if you allow it to. So you ought to do what? Prepare yourself for what is about to come. You start preparing yourself for it. And you got to prepare yourself in God. That's the only way I can tell you to go is in God, and he will show you what to do and how to do it. You see, he's going to turn your mourning into joy. You done mourned for a while. You done wore black. But now God is finna do what? Comfort you. He said he will comfort you. And he'll exchange your sorrow for what? Rejoicing. Rejoicing. This is what he's going to exchange it for. When you lose a loved one, you know how it is when your whole family turn against you. You in sorrow. It's just like somebody died, ain't it? But you know what? You don't have to allow that to take you down too. Just start all over again. Say, well, the Lord said he'll be my father and my mother when they forsake me. And brother and whatever else you need, God will be. He already said that in the scripture. So therefore, I'm going with what the scriptures say. So therefore, I'm going to do what? I'm going to do singing now and praising God. And you notice each one of those scriptures was talking about singing. Make your heart merry. You don't want to get a heart attack from worrying. Do you? Do you? No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You can look back in gratitude of all that they done for you and you and them, what how did you used to do, and smile and laugh and go on. See? What you just done. Transform them painful memories into what? A powerful motivation, didn't you? And now you have what? You have a life now. Because Jesus is the only one can show you how to do it. Only one, you know. And people look at you, think you crazy. Well, they're not trying and they're not doing that. They're not sorry. You don't know what's in that person's heart. Don't say you don't talk about they what they ain't doing. They don't react the way you do. See? Or they know something you don't know. They know the word of God. So they know, say, oh, my goodness. Some people dread starting over. You know? They don't want to start over. They want to start from where they were. They want to keep on from then. But they're always beginnings, new beginnings. There's always new beginnings. Remember now, 8 and 8 is 16, right? Every 8 is a new beginning. So you go from that 16 to another 16, and you got two more beginnings. You see what I'm saying? Starting over. You can always start over. You can always start over. You can always start over. Repentance helps you to do what? Start over with God. Where you have neglected and God for so many years or however long it was, now it's time for you to start over. Repent of all the sins of neglecting and turning your back on God. Now what you going to do? Start over. Thank God he didn't take you out in your mess. Do you get it? See? Have confidence. Move forward. See, people don't want to move forward. They want you to be miserable because they miserable. You know what the old cliche say, misery loves company. I don't like company. You know, I don't want no miserable country. I like some happy people around me. And when people get a miserable look, I say, what's wrong with you? Why you can't smile? Where you smile at? You used to smile all the time. I'm so glad God gave me a worker here to work with me that smiles all the time. She grins all the time. Sometimes you got to say, what you grinning for? You forget that's just her way. And when she don't smile, I know something is definitely wrong going on up in her head. See, when she ain't smiling, because she smile about everything, things that I didn't think you would even smile about. She go laugh and smile about it. But you know what it do? It's contagious. It triggers something. You want to laugh too. It's like when the little baby, when he laughs. Oh, my God, it's such a pleasure to see him laugh and laugh and play and laugh and play. It is, you know, it does my heart. I don't know about nobody else's heart, but it does my heart good, make me feel like I'm being a baby all over again. See? That's what it do for me.
Amen, amen.
See? And just to see how happy babies are. I want to see no miserable. I ain't seen no miserable. How many miserable babies you seen? I guess some of them is when they get sick, they get miserable and mad and mean and all and cranky and everything. That, so do people. Some people get cranky. But me, I like to laugh even when I'm hurting bad. I'll say something funny so everybody can laugh. Don't be making me more miserable than I am. I'm already sick, and then you come with some sad story. You come up with looking all like one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. See, I don't like. You know, I like people with upbeat people. Okay, I only meet upbeat people. My oldest son, he was born laughing. The fella still laughing. To the day, he goes to the store, and for you know anything, he done made 10 friends in the store, and he ain't never been in there before. He was a happy person. You know, he got his other things, you know, aches and pains and all that other stuff and challenges, but he's still a laughing person. He smiles. He all the time. He's saying something funny, you know, and all. And he finds something funny even in the news. And he always looking at the news, and he finds something funny in the news. You see what I'm saying? So you start over. You don't let these things, these that happen in your life, these storms in your life, these tribulations in your life. You don't let them bring you down. You know. You keep on going. All right. Now, I'm going to stop and let somebody else make you happy. Pass the ball.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, you know, and what Apostle Porter was saying, you know, even though we go through great things in our life, you know, there comes a time when the joy has to come back, you know. And I'm reminded about the song that said, he turned my mourning into dancing again. He lifted my sorrow. You know, and you know, you go through things, but you know what? God is right there with you, and he turned it around. He turned your mourning into dancing again. He turned your sadness into gladness. He turned your tears into laughter again. He turned it all around. Why? Because we know that in all things we ought to give God thanks and praise. And I can that's a testimony right there that, yes, it doesn't mean when you lose someone or lost something, yes, you have a time where you're sad. But then you know what? It's all come down to your mindset. What do you choose to do? Do you choose to think about it? Whoa, oh my goodness. We know you will miss the person. We know that it's a time of loss. You know, there's a time for planting and for reaping. There's a time for things to change color and die and reproduce again. There's a time for everything under the sun. So when things happen, what will you do? You have to get go in and find the strength. And that doesn't mean you will not cry. It does not mean you won't be sad. Why? Because you're missed now. But then when you can think about, I choose to what? To think of the goodness. I choose to think about the happy time. I choose to think about when they were here, what they have left in my life, what they have done for me in my life. You know what? We have to give thanks because you know what? God allowed you to come into this world. So you got to say, you know what, God? I still thank you for life. I thank you for strength. And especially if you know they leave here and they're in the arms of Jesus. I tell you, that's a thing that will keep you smiling. Why? Because you are positive. You don't have any doubt that they make it in. That you just know that they're in a better place. Because I'm reminded, if you take your hands and you look at your hand, right now is your palm of your hand, and eternity is your both arm. Why? Eternity is everlasting. So we need to look at it a lot of time that while we are here, is that just a short time, your palm of your hand. But then eternity is what? Extended. It's forever. So whatever you do, make sure you're in right standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. People say, well, I don't believe there is a God. Well, if you don't believe, you'll find out, because the word of God let us know every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? Because he's the one that created you. He's the one that created the university. He's the one that brings forth these things. And when the scripture was talking about the garden of Christ, right? You think about the goodness, what? The laughter, the joy, the peace, the love. All these things are a part of him. He let us know that we are to rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And now, come to Psalms 107. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So we are to give him thanks unto him, the creator of all things, named Jesus. Because what? His mercy endured forever. And yes, we're going through. Yes, we look at the news. Yes, we see this and we see that. But you know what? God, if you read your Bible, find out when things was happening, when God allowed judgment to fall, when God allowed this to happen and that to happen, he always had provision for his people. They were in the midst of the storm, but then he was covering them under his blood. He allowed them to what? Be in safety. He provided for them. He never take them out of the trouble. Now they're right there in the midst. And then we have to look at it. What is he doing right now? He's preparing you to go through. He's preparing you to stand up. He's preparing you to be a soldier in his army. Just like boot camp, you got to go through that training, and you got to make sure you pass that test. You got to flex that muscle. Okay, come on now. You know how it is. You got to go and do that test, and you got to jump, and you say, well, I can't go. I am too short. But you know what? God allow you what? To be what? Strengthening your muscle. So when things happen, you got to do what it takes to make it. You got to stand on the word of God. You got to stand and know who you are and whose you are, and know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm reminded when Noah, when God told him to build an ark, what? He took away the wicked, right? But he protected Noah. Don't he? He's the same God. He's the same God even today. He's the same God, but that make provision. He's the same God that provided. We didn't say the prophet wasn't hungry now. The prophet was probably hungry. But you know what? God still make provision for him. So we got to be encouraged and say, well, I don't understand. I'm serving God. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Why is this empty? Why is that empty? Are you going to still believe that he is God? Are you going to believe he still is your shepherd? You shall not want. Are you still going to believe whatever I ask in his name he will do? We are to just think of the things of him. Think of the good things now. Think of the good things, not all the bad stuff, but think about the good things today. Know that God is with you. And I'm reminded, I mean, I went through that time where I had to change my mindset, because if I didn't change my mindset when I lost parents, you would have been so messed up. And God allowed me to. Yes, I went through my little mourning time, but he allowed me to dwell on the good things. He allowed me to dwell on the word that was left, the word that was left before they leave the world, this dimension. But you know what? When you, like the woman of God was saying, you got pictures. Think of the good thing. Yes, don't think about, oh, I remember when they spanked me. I remember when I was in punishment. No, you know what? You probably was the one doing what they asked you to do. So you know you're going to get some spanking. Let's be real now. Oh, come on, y'all. But you know what? When you needed them, they were there, right? They were there for you, weren't they? When you call them on the phone, they answer, right, and send help, right? And I tell you, there comes a time you say, man, I miss that. I can't even call and say, help, help, help. But you know what? You can say, help, Jesus, help. And Jesus will send substitute right there just for you. So lean on the Lord and don't be so discouraged. Know that no weapon shall form against thee. Know that God is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I tell you, you know, the word of God lets you know that man's heart will fail them. Man will look at what's all around. But you know what? Look at the God moving. See God moving. See beyond that. See that God is moving. See that God is setting you up for a blessing. See that the God is giving you the riches of the wicked. See these things today. Don't look at the opposite. I just said, you know what, God? Maybe I need to kind of like cut back a little. You know, you're probably putting me on a voluntary little diet, right? So don't look at it the bad way. Look at it the good way. Find the good. Why? Because when you look at it from another angle, God can continue to move for you because he let us know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if you don't listen to the word of God and if you don't pay attention to the word of God, you will miss it. So today, just rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Take off that mourning clothes and take it off today. Take off that garment of mourning and sorrowful, and you just close that. Take off that mourning clothes. Take it off today and put on the garment of praise and say hallelujah anyhow. Say, Lord, I thank you for taking me through. I thank you, Father God, for all these years I had with this loved one and that loved one. I thank you, God, for my friends when they were around. I thank you, God, even for my enemy because they taught me the life lesson. Because what? No man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher today. So what do you need to learn in situation that comes your way? I pay attention to what happened to someone else. Why? Because I said there's a lesson in everything that happens all around you. So you don't have to go that direction if you pay attention to the lesson and take it and learn from it. So to remember today, no man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. They may teach you how to pray more. They may teach you not to be so quick with a mouth. They may teach you to be more patient. They may teach you to listen. Oh, whatever it is you need. You know how sometimes we just don't want to hear it. Come on now. We just don't want to hear it. But you know what? If it's teaching you how to listen, hallelujah. What? Anyhow. If it's teaching you patience, hallelujah. Anyhow. God, you know what it is I need. And until I perfect this, then I'll graduate it and go to the big girl school. Come on now. Hallelujah. So today, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Sing a song. Sing a new song. Sing a melody. Make your heart bring forth that joy because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And now you know we need supernatural strength. When you start singing a melody in your heart, then you get that stir up on the inside. And I tell you, you have jump skipping in your feet. So remember now, you can say, Lord, I thank you. Hide me, oh God. Cover me under your wings, Father God. Oh, Father, you would thank you, Father God, for bringing me above the wings of eagles today. Why? Because I can soar above every situation and find something. You know, there's time, like the woman of God said, find something that is funny, a funny movie. Find something that is lighthearted. You know, that's why I like Christmas movie. Because why? It's such a pleasant atmosphere. Everyone is so happy, 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 and lovey, 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 and giving, giving, giving. So what? You surround yourself with that, and then all of a sudden you start doing the same thing. Why? Whatever you want to see, go around it and start manifesting. So today, grab onto joy. Why? Because the joy is your strength today. Grab onto the Lord Jesus Christ and speak life into your situation. You shall speak life today. Speak life, not death. Speak life today. Speak life in the situation. Speak life. And when someone says something that doesn't touch your spirit too good, oh, say, oh, we take authority of that negative word right now. You can bind it. You say, oh, devil, you are a liar. Oh, and the truth of God is not in you. And you start sending forth the warring angel, oh, to go on your behalf and go and fight that fight just for you. Or you can speak that word and speak light into darkness. You can speak hope and peace right now. You can speak prosperity right now. It's like the word of God said, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. You better put in the land of the living, because you know the Bible tells us there's no remembrance in the grave. So you know, God, while I'm here, I will bless you at all time. I magnify your name. I exalt your name because I know you are God and there is none other but you. You are Jehovah. You are my source today. So grab a hold today. You may go to the job and they're acting ugly, but you know what? The joy of the Lord is your strength. And remember, you are the light. So bring that joy with you and let it lead you through the day. You don't have to take on the negativity. You don't even have to take on that kind of garment. Put on the garment of praise and wear it just like you get dressed. Get dressed with the garment of praise today, the garment of happiness, I tell you. And you know what? You'll start attracting more. So be blessed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, tell me y'all wasn't blessed by that word. I don't care how you put it. You ought to be praising God right now. I don't care what you're going through. You better think on that happy time. And I tell you, just laugh. Just like I heard Apostle talk about when that baby laughs, and then eventually it starts catching on and everybody starts to laugh. I tell you, and you want to know, but why were we laughing? What caused us to laugh? That spirit just eased on and touched this person and touched that person. Because you know what? Deep down, you knew you needed to laugh. You know you needed that joy to be overflowing and coming out. Because you know what? I tell you, when I start laughing and have the time, I can't even stop. I don't even know what I'm laughing for. You know? But God is so good. He is so good. So just know, whatever you're going through, know that we serve an awesome God. And he said joy will come in the morning. Is today your morning? That joy appear in your circumstances? I tell you, trust in God. He's the only one we can trust in today. So you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio and hear this awesome word from an awesome woman of God. I should say women of God. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. He don't care who he used to bring forth that word in that time when you need it, if we only listen. He said we have ears, but we hear not, eyes, and we see not. So, is your ears tuned in today? Leap for that joy if you don't have it today. That joy is the word in God. So you know what? Every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m., Blog Talk Radio is always on here with none other than Apostle Porter. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. If you know she's been praying for you, if this broadcast has blessed you in any way and you want to bless the woman of God, send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on and let's wage war and the enemy and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to take from us. I say take it back, take it back, take it back. Everything, your loved ones, your finances, your health, pray like never before, including this nation and your president. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night on that prayer line waging war.
Let God.
You can have a little.